This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Again, always appreciate the time that you spend with me. And yes, we will be... you know what? There'll be changes coming with the show here shortly. We're trying to get our graphics changed, a few other things. Just have a lot of fun and bringing some more themes back to certain segments, certain times, that kind of stuff. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time you spend with me. After the first break, we're going to have our weekend kickoff with Xander Gibb. I'm sure he's got a lot going on, a lot he wants to talk about. And I've got, look at, We got to call this Friday Night Follies to a degree because there's so much crazy stuff going on. Seriously. I mean, things that you and I think that just kind of makes sense, shouldn't be a big deal, right? We find out that the loons that are running the asylum, they don't feel that way. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563 if you want to talk to me. Otherwise, head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. Lots going on up there. You can also go to Facebook, who's been having its own set of issues lately. But if you want to watch the show live, you want to partake and stay in the chat room, you could do therealside.com/watch. Watch, watch, watch. And then we'll talk about my book and stuff in a minute. I want to hit the story. I want to start getting the story. So Idaho School ends the Boys versus Girls Spirit Week competitions to accommodate trans students. I mean, we're back again to where everything has to be tweaked around for a very, very small minority of people. I'm not even suggesting just trans, just gays, just lesbians. There are schools, you know, you don't have to do anything special for my Italian heritage when there's only five of us, you know, in a 200-person school, student school, right? Why do we keep doing this? You need to learn how to deal with, I don't care whether you're trans, fat, small, wide, girl, boy, whatever. There are people that aren't going to like you. There are people that aren't going to accept you. And you forcing it down their throat isn't going to change anything. I actually talked to a young Democrat the other night who actually believes that there should be mandated values. How does that work? And he's going to grow up to be a full-size Democrat. Anyway, Twin Falls, Idaho, the high school, is a battle zone for transgender rights that's too hostile for some LGBTQ students who allege that they were hassled during the school's Blue versus Pink Sports Week. Now, the Students' Council changed its annual Boy versus Girl Spirit Week event to Blue versus Pink Day to accommodate transgender students. But some transgender students and their friends decided to wear purple to school on Friday to protest the... See, even when you make changes for them, they don't care. Now, the funny thing about it is that I thought if you... And again, we'll ask We'll ask Xander when he comes out. I thought that when you were transgender female, that means you wanted to be a female. You want to be referred to as a girl. You want to act like a girl. You want to be a girl. I mean, everything that has to do with girlness. So why do you have a problem with this? See, you're confusing us because you won't take a stand on anything other than we're wrong. This is like the all those Trump protesters. He's bad. How? Just he's bad because he's Trump. Yeah, but what's he done bad? Because he's bad because he's Trump. He's taking health care away. Well, no, he's not. He's actually going to make it cleaner and better. Well, yeah, but he's taking the Affordable Care Act away. Yeah, but it was never affordable. I mean, we could have a field day with this. I get one of them on the show. But anyhow, the transgender students put up the posters announcing the purple protest, but within a few hours, most of them had been scribbled on or taken down. Now, that made me feel kind of bad about it, but there was an emotion until the next day. That's what one student said. It made you feel bad that they pulled down your posters. You know, if you do what my dad used to say to do, you'll never be offended. Right? You consider the source. You know, idiots do stupid things. You kind of have to feel bad for stupid people because they don't know any better. Jen Blair, a gay rights activist whose straight daughter attends the high school, said the LGBTQ students who came to school in purple on Friday were targeted relentlessly. It was pretty hostile in the hallways all day, apparently, Blair said, adding that students endured comments like, boys have a penis and girls have a vagina from their peers. Okay. Don't they? I'm confused. I mean, so, somebody, see, this is what confuses me. I know, my wife's going to go crazy now. Yes. All right, so those of you who want to switch or change or transgender, you decided you're a female trapped in a male's body. Okay, that's what you're saying, right? If I miss something, let me know, because I'm not trying to be mean. So you're a male trapped in a female body, or a female trapped in a male's body, okay? So you have the operation, and you have the penis removed, and now you have a vagina, and now you want to do everything a female can do, should do. You look and have all the parts now of a female. Why is that a bad thing? I mean, from their point of view. I mean, you're sitting here saying, now I'm a girl, or whatever, whatever, whatever. You're making me nuts. So if you don't know what you want, how in God's creation am I supposed to know what you want? How are we supposed to make accommodations when you don't even know what accommodations to make? Ugh. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Maybe Xander Gibb can help us figure this out. Because I apparently am too old to know. We'll be back in a minute with Xander Gibb. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321321. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321321. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME66 to 321321.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And again, don't go far. Hang out. Got to hear what we have to say. We had a lot of fun, especially when I bring the next guest on, because he's probably the only other sane person on the internet other than me. Sandra Gibb joins me, as he does every week. We kick off our weekend, you could say, together. Right, Xander?
We do. We got to stop meeting like this, Joe. Your wife is going to get a little bit concerned.
A little suspicious, yeah. Like she isn't already, right? Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyhow. All right, so before we really, really, really get rolling, I was doing a story in the last segment, and I'm kind of glad you came on at this point. So there's an Idaho school, because, you know, you're younger and more hip than I am, you know, about what's going on out there.
Sure.
And,
totally.
Yes. So this Idaho school says it is ending the Boys versus Girls Spirit Week competition to accommodate trans students. Now, first they took out boy versus girl, and they put up a blue and pink. They put up these blue and pink signs, and they just thought, you know, it was blue versus pink day. And they figured that way they would accommodate the transgender students. Well, the transgender students found that offensive, too. So they wore purple shirts that day. So now, that way they're, you know, they made themselves a distinction. And one of the things that I was saying, and people like to beat at me on, and maybe I just don't understand, but I said, look, if you're a transgender female, that means you were, quote-unquote, a female trapped in a man's body, and now you've made the transition, you have all the female parts, you're living as a woman, you've changed your name and all that. Why do you have to be purple? Wouldn't you want to be pink? And why is it still a bad thing to assign a gender, quote-unquote, to you? I'm confused.
Well, it's interesting you should say that because I totally grasp your logic. Because one of the things that I've had issue with for long enough is why someone that was born feels they were born trapped in the wrong body and changes their sex to become the opposite sex. Why do they need to say, I'm a trans man or a trans woman? Surely you're just a man or a woman.
Okay. Where do you go with that? I mean, seriously.
It just seems to be it's oversimplified, and the thing is that if you're going to the length of changing your sex to be a certain way, why would you then want to be more different?
Well, one of these things say here that the students who are gender variant were very upset. I mean, you have no way to win this. Am I wrong? I mean, there's nothing you're going to do to truly, honestly be all inclusive, right?
I think whatever you do, there will always be something more that they want. But here's a huge concern for me. If you disagree, and even if your disagreement is warranted, you then become phobic, whether that be transphobic or homophobic, or you're a hater, some of the things I'm sure you've written about in your book. Quick plug, of course.
Oh, God, yeah, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. You can find it up on my website, therealside.com. And we deal with all of this stuff, you know. There are no more absolutes. Everybody's got to kind of figure out where they are, who they are, what they are, and when they were. And if you don't get it, even though they don't get it, you're right, you're phobic. And the other part that bothers me is there's a group on campus that doesn't want any gender identification. Then there's another group on campus that wants gender identification, but only the way they decide it is at the moment they decide it is. And you got the old white guy sitting there going, look, I'm afraid to say anything. I don't even want to nod my head because you might take it the wrong way. I mean, this is not helping their cause. It's not making it easier for any of us, is it?
Absolutely not. And interestingly enough, I can see respectfully why they might think that your commentary on this situation, why they might want to see that they can turn it into being phobic. But I'm a member of this community. I'm not trans. I better throw that in very quickly. But you know, I'm gay, and so I can't even comment on my community now or aspects to do with gay stuff unless it toes the LGBTQ ABCDFG line, or I'm homophobic. So I'm just even further lost.
You and me both. All right. So before we get rolling here, what did you talk about on your show today? What was the topic of the day?
The first thing we talked about was the idiocy of Comey and his allegations with regards to the fact that WikiLeaks, he was calling them intelligence porn, which I thought was hilarious. And the reason he's calling it intelligence porn is because obviously it highlights inadequacies within the Democrats. And whatever anybody wants to tell me, James Comey is like, you know, the Democrat, basically, you know, with regards to how he's shown his allegiances of late. And so for him to refer to WikiLeaks as intelligence porn is kind of hilarious for me.
I'm with you. I get a kick. I know this doesn't sound right, but I do. I get a kick out of this. This is hilarious. It's like, and I loved one comment he made during the interrogation, if you would, when he just basically says, look, when I got this new information, well, and I like that he turned it on them. I'm not a fan of his, but he said, what would you have had me do? Hold it? Keep it quiet? You know, I'm sorry. You know, it was a good point on his part to throw it back on them. So, you know, again.
Sorry, I was a little nauseated by your commentary, so I had to stop for a second to drink some water. Why is this guy still in the job, Joe? That's what I
wonder. I don't know. They should have forced him out already.
Compromise. Yep. Get gone, you know?
Yep.
Drain that intelligence porn swamp.
Well, yes. I think they have to impeach him. I'm not sure, but I'm sure one of the brain surgeons out there, and I mean that positively, will help me figure that out. But I think he can't be fired. But he can be. They can try to force him for his resignation. If he doesn't give it, they can impeach him and have him go, which is what they should do. Maybe they should disgrace him at this point in time because he doesn't want to come forward with anything. So on the other side of the break, I want you to fester on this for a while. Florida Memorial University is awarding Trayvon Martin a posthumous bachelor's degree. Okay? Because they think it's the right thing to do because, you know, he's gone now. And we have to find a way to celebrate this kind of thing. It's just amazing to me. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Xander Gibb joins me as he does every weekend. We will be back in just a couple of minutes. Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandate slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. Can you afford to repair or replace your air conditioning when it stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem? With National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. If you own a home, you can stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get 1 month of repair coverage for free. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Let's get him back on quickly, right? Because I always enjoy the time I spend with. And it seems to fly, doesn't it, Xander?
It does indeed.
Yep. So that means we're having a good time. I mean, if I'm sitting here and I think it's 3 hours, then we got a problem. You know what I'm saying? Anyhow, Xander, you do a radio show every day, don't you?
Show, and it's 5 Pacific, 7 Central, 8 Eastern, and you can catch us on Facebook Live every night, yeah. Apart from nights where my car dies and they can't cope.
Yeah, and well, Facebook lately hasn't been able to cope with anything. They've been a real piece
of that. I think it's a bit of an anti-conservative thing that's going on, because a lot of the conservative shows that are kind of a little bit conservative in direction are having problems with people being able to view their live feed, and that's a concern for me. You know, because money shouldn't be able to buy, you know, this kind of directional stuff that's coming from Facebook. It's a concern.
Whoa.
Very un-American.
What do you? You live where there's a lot of unicorns or something, don't you? Right?
No, just one, me.
Well, no, look at... I've been talking about the show off and on for a while, and that is that we have been clamped down on. I'm with a larger group, and they've been telling us troubles they've been having since January. So actually, it happened about a month after the election, and Google, and even Facebook, but Google has put a bunch of people on to do nothing but filter things. And we've seen our numbers everywhere drop exponentially. Right. We've seen our revenue drop. We've seen our numbers drop. We've seen... You know, and it's all conservative-based, and they keep telling us things that we can't put on those or in those stories, on those stories, things like gratuitous violence, right? So I'm going, well, what is gratuitous violance? If I show a video of those kids or a picture of those kids up in Berkeley, those rioters breaking windows and hitting people, is that gratuitous violence? You know, I don't know what it is. But, yeah, numbers are way down.
I have no idea. I definitely think it's a concern. Last week, I couldn't download, because now you can download the videos of your live feed, and I use them, I put them together in some kind of YouTube video. Basically, last week, every time I tried to download them, the video and the audio was out of sync, and you and I both know that has to be a coding issue.
Yep.
And I think that's on purpose, too. I really do. It's back to normal now, but I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but I think that Facebook really needs to get off the backs of conservatives, or else we'll go elsewhere.
Yeah, they don't care. You know, we were talking about this the other night, how Target has lost almost $1 billion in sales over that whole transgender bathroom debacle, and they don't care. See, on the other side, it's a whole different story, but they just don't care. They'd rather stay politically correct than anything else, and I don't understand it. Yeah.
Well, I think one person who is really feeling the pinch, you know, the, with regards to their over politicizing is what's her name, Bette Midler, who opened on Broadway to Tumbleweed, basically. I mean, the numbers are so far, they're probably going to end up closing it. I mean, there's no guarantee that it's due to the fact that she's, you know, trashing our beloved Donald 24/7, but I definitely think that people in the public eye need to be concerned about the commercial implications of their commentary and over-politicizing, because people don't want to hear it. You know, we've talked about the Dixie Chicks and stuff before. People do not want to hear it. If I go and see a show, I don't want to be politicized, because your audience is always going to be mixed, apart from you and I, of course, because, you know, I'm sure that 110% of our audience is conservative, because that's what we cater to. But if you're mainstream and you're trashing the president, there are going to be Republicans in your audience that are not going to be happy.
No, I agree with you. And we've seen it happen before, but Bette Midler, she reached both sides now. I always liked her. I always enjoyed her music. I enjoyed her character. And now I don't go to my way to listen to any of your music, or, you know, there's really nothing I'd like to see her do or be in or anything else. I'm with you. And the biggest backlash I ever got when I verbally abused Carlos Santana over the fact that he just railed, I think, on George W. or Republicans as a whole, at one of his concerts. And I'm like, shut up and sing. I'm not interested.
Yeah.
I mean, look at you. Carlos Santana. You couldn't be the person you were, in most cases, in any other country but America. You know, if you were in Mexico tearing apart the Mexican president like that, I guarantee you it would be your last concert.
Yes, exactly.
Right?
And actually, I have to disagree with you. There is something more I want to see from Bette Midler, and that's that I want to see her gone. And that's a shame, because I've been a lifelong fan, you know?
Well, she doesn't care. I mean, most of those people don't care only because they have millions of other fans, and they just don't care. And the sad part, Xander, is I really believe that they think that everybody thinks like them, and the ones that don't are the sickos, are the ones that need to be fixed.
So. Yes, because people like Rosie O'Donnell, who are still, you know, it's kind of interesting that why would you, you know, with all that's going on in Rosie O'Donnell's life, you know, her daughter is estranged from her, you know, she talks about how badly the president treats women. You know, every woman she's been married to has claimed that she's treated them badly. So, you know, shouldn't, you know, people who live in fat glass houses not throw stones?
There you go. Send your emails to
VanderGibb@IDon'tGiveACrap.com.
So, yeah, no, I think you're exactly right. It's really funny to listen to these. But there's always been a double standard with that group, though, hasn't there been?
Yeah, I think so. I think that there is. But isn't that liberalism all over? It's all a double standard, unfortunately.
Yeah, her daughter. Now, you probably have followed her longer than I have. I've never really been a big fan of hers at all. So, but her daughter coming out, is this just a little spoiled brat that just hates mommy because she was adopted, obviously, or is it? You think it's true?
Well, in fairness, you know, for transparency, you know, Rosie O'Donnell is a friend of mine. You know, we're not as close as we used to be, but I do know that with her daughter Chelsea, she's had difficulties from day one. She was, you know, the kid was born to a heroin addicted parents and was adopted by Rosie, and has always had issues. So I'm sure that all of that and an element of that has crept into her life. But I don't think Rosie is easy to live with, and
you think?
From what her ex has said, yeah, exactly. She's a nightmare. She's a micromanager. She did a play on Broadway with a friend of mine, and micromanaged it so badly that they said, "Right, that's it. We're not doing it. We're not doing it anymore. It's gone." So, I mean, I like her as a person. I'm not getting involved with her political stuff, but you know, is probably very half and half. And I read an article recently that said that her daughter was a accusing her of going, of accusing Rosie of going on drunken rants and threatening to hit her with a wine bottle and stuff like that. I mean, we've seen how violent Rosie can be. You know, even if it's just verbally. And all this between her and the president has been, you know, it's been pretty much a back and forth. It's not that the president set out to attack her, you know, before he was the president. She started that. She started trash talking him about various things, and he defended himself. I just don't know why everybody else in the world is allowed to defend themselves except the president.
Well, you know, it's funny. You bring this up, but some of the things coming back to me, the habits with these liberals who always scream about the kids. Oh, look at the kids coming up from the border. You can't let the kids go hungry. You can't let them starve. You can't let them be abused. Well, look what she's doing to her kid. And then who was it? Stephen, the one that left a nasty, nasty voicemails for his daughter, right? Baldwin. One of the Baldwins.
Right.
Alex. Alex Baldwin.
Yeah.
Alex, craphead Baldwin,
Alec.
Okay? I mean, those were nasty, nasty voicemails he left for a young child. And where was the people on the left? Was there anybody on the left chastising him, telling him he should lose his job, not be on television anymore?
No, but it's kind of, you know, it's interesting that, you know, the same said Alec Baldwin left this anti-gay rant, did this anti-gay rant to his hairdresser who happened to be gay. I mean, shock horror. But no, it was okay because it was Alec Baldwin. I mean, surely homophobic commentary is homophobic commentary, whether it's a liberal that says it or whoever, you know. There is one rule for the liberals and one rule for everybody else. And that's a concern for me because we should all be held to the same
standard.
Yeah. You know exactly why I say, you know, Rosie O'Donnell should not be dare question how Donald Trump treats women because she's far worse.
Yeah. And no, I agree with you. So listen, we're going to go for a quick break. And, I talked about it this week. Maybe you did too. But, you know, Hillary Clinton not taking responsibility. Still not her fault. And there's a whole group of people around her that agree with her. Let's talk about whether that's just a sickness or they're living in Oz or they're taking too many hits off the crack pipe. I don't know what. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Xander Gibbs with me and will continue to be with me after the break. You listen.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions. So I don't have to, which is good, because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins, so I remember to take them, too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them. Yeah.
We are back. Let me out. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. Get 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure. Look, we'll cut through all the garbage. Let's just bring Xander Gibb on. Xander Gibb joins me as he does every single week here on Friday, except last week. He kind of, you know, had a little car trouble.
I did. Don't remind me. We will get there, though. We have trust in God. We will be fine.
Yes, you will. He'll take care of it. So anyway, you do a radio show every day, and I know that you're working on the Broadway play, and the TV. You're doing a TV thing. Yes or no?
Yes, I have a TV show that's just started again. That's on Friday night. And it's basically just a 30-minute show called Xandermonium, and I talk about how I feel. There's a lot of funny stuff in it, too, and apparently I'm a popular local TV presenter and producer. So I'll take that above, you know, other things that could be said.
Well, I'm not a popular anything except for that other group that doesn't like you anymore either. They you know, for a group that's so accepting and so loving and so open, they sure as heck have a lot of hate towards me. And I've never said anything to them or about them that is hateful. I am just beyond confused. Who's the fellow that does the, is it Dave or Dan Savage? Is that his name? Dan Savage.
Dan Savage.
Have you ever listened to any of his talks?
No.
Because
I find him nauseating before, you know, when I hear what he's about, kind of find him very nauseating.
Well, look, as a talk show host and as somebody who wants to say, look, I listened to so-and-so, I did this, I did that, I've listened to a couple of his talks. And I got to tell you, it's not that he sits there and espouses the positive side of his lifestyle, of the LGBTQ community and all that. It's a constant rip at white people, Christians, people of religion, people who believe that they have moral values. There's never a comparison as to why everybody should be accepted. It's only rapid fire beatdown, even to the point where when Christian kids were getting up and walking out because he was talking about how bad the Bible was and all the fairy tales and how much hate it puts out there. He didn't stop as they were leaving him. He was actually calling them cowards for leaving, and which is really funny because nowadays when the libs get up and start to leave and you start telling, you know, say, hey, you need to sit down and listen to this, that you're the hater, right?
Right.
Think about it.
Absolutely. I'm sorry, I interrupted you. For me, it's more about, I can be respectful to anybody, even if I disagree with you.
Yep.
But this is the big thing with the LGBT that bothers me so much. Being gay shouldn't be who you are. It really should be kind of what you do or how you feel. Did you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because for a lot of gay people, being a part of that community is everything. And I can't be critical because I've been there. There is a certain amount of brainwashing in all of this. And you know, a lot of people that are involved in that community have been ostracized, have been treated badly, so they feel like they're welcome, so they want to comply. You know, the gay community is kind of like the Borg. Do you know what the Borg is? It's like resistance is futile. If you don't agree with us, then you're homophobic. But wait a minute, I'm gay. How can I be homophobic? Yeah, you're homophobic, dude.
Wait. Well, logic has never prevailed in that group. Can we agree with that at this point?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but what was funny was, you know, growing up, later on when I started getting to high school, my last couple of years of junior high, I went to a very, what we used to refer to as a WASPy community. So for those of you who don't have a clue as to what that, maybe it was an East Coast term, I don't know. But it was, you know, white Anglo-Saxon Protestant, I came out of an Italian neighborhood that had a Catholic church. You could spit anywhere onto a Catholic church. They were so close to each other and to you. So now I can move out in the suburbs with my mom, and it's a, you know, white, very white Anglo-Saxon community. Here's a little Dago boy that moved into the community. And so, no, maybe I didn't know the plight of the blacks, but I can guarantee you that the ribbing that I took and the words that some people use and that kind of stuff were either as bad or worse than what the LGBTQ community goes through on a regular basis. Let me see. I didn't get crazy. I didn't get nasty. I don't want to beat up anybody who's not Italian later on in my life. I didn't blame it on the white folks that were making fun of the little guinea boy. I didn't do any of that stuff. I go, you know what? My uncle used to say it, which was true. You can't help stupid people. You can't fight stupid people. Just let it go. They don't understand and move on. It was probably the best advice, really, anybody gave me in that area. And I would say the same thing. Now, see, I'll get tore apart for it, and I don't care. But I would say the same thing to the LGBTQ community. Look, there are ignorant people out there. When they start calling you names and doing stuff, just look, smile, and move on. You're not going to change them.
No. But it's kind of, it's actually become a control thing because society has gotten so bad that it even tells members of certain groups how they can talk about themselves, what particular vernacular they can use about themselves, and how offensive it is. I mean, you just said the word, did you just say the word Dago?
Yeah.
Now, some people would be offended about that, but you're Italian, so why can't you use that word?
Listen.
Isn't it like black people taking back the N-word?
Yeah, if I can't use Guinea, Dago, WAP, Greaseball, then you can't use the N-word. Did I hit them all? Did I miss any?
I think you pretty much got it.
So maybe that's my next book, right? Ramblings of a white Guinea, whatever. Anyway, I'll
think of something.
Right? So, but I mean, seriously, I'm so upset. I know people get mad at me for saying this, but I'm upset that they're ripping down all the Confederate monuments in the South. And it's not because I want them up there for the glory of the Confederacy. I want people to remember the bad history. I want them to understand what the negative history was about, what we did to blacks and later on to Hispanics. And frankly, you know, you're a history guy too. You know how bad it was for the Irish, for the Italians, for the Germans, for the Japanese in this country at times. So why would we erase all that? Why would we erase any hint of that? Why would we do that?
I don't know. is the simple answer to that. I think the bigger concern is that when we allow these kind of forceful ideologies to take over, then we've kind of lost everything. But this has become very circular because we've been so concentrated on being politically correct for so long that we've allowed ourselves to be conditioned in this way. And that's the worry. You know, last night on the show I was saying, you know, I was disagreeing with some stuff with regards to the Health Care Act, but I felt like I needed to say, but this does not mean that I don't support Donald Trump 200%. Why do I have to say that? Why do I feel the need to say that? Because we're conditioned to feel that if we criticize or disagree, that we're bad or wrong or somehow, incorrect. And that's not fair. But we've got to that position because we've bowed to this political correctness.
Well, yeah, I say that a lot, too, about we've let it happen because we've not opened our mouth. We've let it happen because we refuse to push back. We refuse to stand up. I think we did it to ourselves in education, don't you? I mean, we have conservative educators. We have people at these schools that could step up and say, no, this isn't right. I'm not letting you do it. I'm going to get in there, push and teach also, don't you think?
Yes. I totally think that is the case because ultimately, otherwise, what we do is we put at risk our whole way of life and traditions. It's the same with the religious stuff. You know, it's the same with accommodating Muslims. You know, why should my niece have to endure, and I do say endure, Muslim prayers at school when she's not a Muslim? We have to protect our way of life. You know, watch me getting 100 letters now saying that I'm an Islamophobe. It's a worry, you know? It really is.
Well, again, if they were fair, then I wouldn't have an argument. Now, would I? I mean, if you're going to teach the principles of Islam, if you're going to teach the principles of anything, then you've got to allow the principles of Christianity to be taught. You have to allow the principles Judaism, Buddhism, all. You know, some of my Christian friends would get mad at me for saying that. But if you want true equality, if you want to keep from having your rights squelched, you've got to allow others to have the same rights.
I would agree, but it's about equality as opposed to equity. And if you want more than someone else, that's not equality.
Right. Yep, you're right. Okay, we're coming up on it. Tell people how they can write to you, find you, check out your shows, check out your podcasts. How do they find out more about Xander Gibb? There you go.
XanderGibb.com. Everything is there. The book, the music, because I'm a singer too. Everything is there. Everything that you could possibly wish to find out about.
You're a singer?
I am.
A singer?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, see? Okay. All right. Well, listen, always a pleasure to have you on. You have a great rest of the weekend, and I always appreciate the time that you're spending with me here on the show.
Thank you very much, sir. Have a great weekend. And you too, Tammy.
All right. I'm Joe Bacini, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air in the chat room. Texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. David Fisher will join me in the next hour. A lot more. What is that? Is that English? A lot of more. Off the next hour. Nah, I'm not telling you. You got to come back to find out. If you're on Facebook, you got to restart about 5 minutes past. Not my rules. I'm Joe Bacini, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be right back.